morning. This is John Baker with your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Tuesday, the 23rd of September. The EU-Mercosur trade deal was discussed yesterday on RTL with a visit of Jeff Boonen, MP for the CSV party. There are worries when considering labour costs are significantly lower in Latin American countries, and both environmentalists and NGOs have raised concerns that imports could bring pesticides banned in the EU onto European plates. As of the 1st of January, according to the latest Statistics review, Luxembourg's population stood at 681,973, an increase of just over 9,900 people compared to the same date a year earlier. The rise is driven largely by migration, with 25,725 people moving to Luxembourg, while 16,444 left to settle abroad. Meanwhile, 7,415 individuals obtained a Luxembourgish nationality, including 1,523 who do not actually reside in the Grand Duchy. And Luxair is rolling out a series of initiatives to mark the upcoming change on the Grand Ducal throne, the company announced on Monday. Ahead of the accession on the 3rd of October, passengers will thus see commemorative stickers across the fleet, along with a special collector's edition of the in-flight magazine dedicated entirely to the occasion. In world news, as suggested in our news of yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron has officially recognised a Palestinian state at the United Nations on Monday, spurring a wave of Western moves to defy Israel in making the landmark, if symbolic, move. Macron, speaking at a summit, said that Israel and its chief backer, the United States, did not attend, called for an end to the war in Gaza. And finally, Egypt has freed prominent British-Egyptian activist Ala Abdel Fattah from prison in Cairo after a pardon from President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Fattah, 43, was a leading figure in Egypt's 2011 uprising and an outspoken critic of the country's authorities, and had been jailed for the better part of the past decade. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Sports, and we start with local football, and the Luxembourgish Cup started last weekend. These early rounds could be a tricky proposition for the bigger teams, but we saw all 16 representatives of the top division progress to the next round, meaning half of the playing field will be comprised of top-flight teams in the next round. And staying with football, at last night's Ballon d'Or ceremony, France forward Ousmane Dembélé won the Men's Award, the most prestigious individual prize in football, rewarding his starring role in the Paris Saint-Germain side that lifted the Champions League trophy last season. And finally, golf. And with the Ryder Cup starting on Friday, the USA and European teams have started practicing at the Bethpage Black Course in relative quiet before the mayhem that will be unleashed when the crowds are present for the beginning of the tournament.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
Well, it's not looking good out there, to be quite honest, and as yesterday, this morning should remain cloudy but dry. This afternoon, however, we'll see the return of the rain for pretty much the rest of the day. It's currently around 9 degrees and we will see a high of 14 degrees.